You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dear brothers and sisters, if you have been following the series on Al-Aqsa that we have just started, we are about to come into the chapter of the Fada'il of Ash-Sham, the virtues of Ash-Sham and its people. And Ash-Sham refers to, in the broad sense, Palestine, Lebanon, Syria, and Jordan. And subhanAllah, one of the things about this chapter, about the people of Palestine, Syria, Lebanon, and Jordan, the people of Ash-Sham, is that it struck me as the genocide began and as I was looking into these ahadith that these people were not even Muslim yet when the Prophet ﷺ was speaking about very specific virtues that they had. I want you to just imagine that for a moment. And of course, it's not only the people of Ash-Sham that the Prophet ﷺ spoke about. He spoke about the fada'il of the people of Yemen, for example, the virtues of the people of Yemen. These people were not Muslim yet. And the Prophet ﷺ is in al-Madinah al-Munawwara, and he's talking about a territory that is under the control of the Romans, and he's already talking about the future Muslims that reside in that land and how blessed they are and how much he loves them, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, why is this relevant to us, and what did I want to focus on here today that I can't necessarily focus on in the second lecture of our Al-Aqsa series? This actually brings us to a very interesting genre of ahadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where there are a number of ahadith where the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam will say something like, "Uridat alayya al-umam," that the nations were presented to me. Or he would say, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Uridat alayya ummati," my nation was presented to me. Or he would say, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Ra'aytu rajulan min ummati," I saw a man from my ummah. And the hadith continues in that way. The point is, there's a genre where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is talking about future nations, future peoples. And subhanAllah, you can find him talking about the ummah in its good times to come, in its bad times to come. You can find him talking about very specific blessed people to come and very specific people of fitna to come. You can find him sallallahu alaihi wasallam crying over incidents that would happen 40, 50 years after him, right? Like the murder of Al-Husayn radiallahu ta'ala anhu. You can find him talking about all sorts of things. The leader of Al-Khawarij. You can find him talking about, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the global events to happen. And you can find him talking about things that would happen to people from his ummah in their graves. And you can find him talking about people on the Day of Judgment. And you can find him talking about very specific scenes in Al-Jannah and Al-Nar. So he has this vernacular, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that's been given to him by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he sees things, right? Now, where do we read ourselves into that? So I want to take you to a hadith that's very famous. Then we can get into some of the specific categories here. When the Prophet ﷺ said, "Wadidtu, oh how I wish, and ara ahbabi," oh how I wish to see my beloved ones. And the Sahaba, of course, hearing that from the Prophet ﷺ, they said, "Ya Rasulullah, who are you talking about? Are you talking about the Muhajireen, or are you talking about the Ansar? Are you talking about the people that came from Mecca, or are you talking about the companions from Al-Madinah?" And the Prophet ﷺ says, "Bal antum ashabi." No, you are my companions. I'm talking about people that have yet to come from my ummah. And the Prophet ﷺ is praising these people and he's saying, "Alladhina amanu bi wa lam yarawni." Those who believe in me and they have not yet seen me, and they would do anything to be able to come to Al-Madinah and to see the Prophet ﷺ and to be with the Prophet ﷺ. And the Prophet ﷺ is saying, "Hum ahbabi, hum ikhwani." May Allah make us amongst them. They are my beloved ones. They are my brothers. So the Prophet ﷺ is talking about a group of people to come, and he's very specific, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he loves us, and I say us, with a hopeful tone, that we would be counted amongst them, that he loves us bi-ithnillahi ta'ala before we were even born, because the Prophet ﷺ knows that he has an ummah that is to come that loves him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he precedes us in that ihsan alayhi salatu wasalam, in that excellence of loving us before we were even born, as he knows we are to come, and that we will reciprocate that love to him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then love has categories, right? قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبُكُمُ اللَّهِ. Right? Say, if you truly love Allah, then follow me and Allah will love you back. Right? So you can't claim the mahabba of the Prophet ﷺ, you can't claim the love of the Prophet ﷺ, nor the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you don't follow the Prophet ﷺ. So there are very specific categories of ittiba' al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what it means to follow the Prophet ﷺ, then to qualify for his love. Now here's what I want us to do. Build on this very well-known narration where the Prophet ﷺ is talking about people that love him that are yet to come, and then look at the people that he described from these different regions and in these different eras and the qualities that he assigned to them. So for example, when the Prophet ﷺ talks about the people around Al-Aqsa, the people around Al-Bayt Al-Maqdis, the people that are from Al-Ta'if Al-Mansura, the victorious group that are around the area of Asqalan, which is where Gaza is today, the Prophet ﷺ doesn't just talk about them from the perspective of blood or nationality. And in fact, let's just be very clear. You could be a fajr kafir from Palestine and you could enter into the lowest pit of hellfire. In fact, as some of the scholars say, if you fall within one of the blessed regions or one of the blessed categories and you're a fajr and you're a disobedient person, that makes it that much worse. Because just like if a blessed season comes upon us, like Ramadan, and you are sinful even in Ramadan, then that's worse for you. So if you're from Ahlul Bayt, right? What's better than being from the lineage of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and you're still disobedient and you still disobey the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam? That's a proof against you, not for you. And so this is not a source of nationalistic pride that, oh yeah, I'm from Palestine, I'm from Syria, I'm from this place and that place, therefore I qualify. No, no, no. In al-arda la tuqaddisu ahada. The earth does not make anyone holy, right? Your amal, your deeds make you holy. So the Prophet ﷺ would mention qualities. So when he says, ظاهرين على الحق لعدوهم قاهرين, right? That they are manifest upon the truth. Okay, there's a very specific manifestation of that truth in Gaza right now. And there's a very specific manifestation of that truth in Syria, for example. But are you someone who is manifest upon the truth in your own circumstances? When you think about the Prophet ﷺ saying, لِعَدُوِّهِمْ قَاهِرِينَ, right? That they are a thorn in the side of their enemies. Are you someone who's a thorn in the side of the enemies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by your insistence upon righteousness, by your insistence upon justice where you are? When the Prophet ﷺ says, لَا يَضُرُّهُمْ مَنْ خَذَلَهُمْ وَلَا مَنْ خَالَفَهُمْ, that they are not affected or impacted by those who take them as enemies, nor by those who betray them. Are you one of those people? So you have to look at the qualities. So when the Prophet ﷺ mentions, for example, the people of Yemen, and he mentions بِرِقَّةِ قُلُوبِهِمْ, that they have surpassed by the softness of their hearts. You could be from Yemen, but not have a soft heart. And you could not be from Yemen, but have a soft heart. And you would qualify for all of the virtues of that reward because it's the qualities that you pay attention to. So the Prophet ﷺ loved people for the righteous deeds that were to come. And the Prophet ﷺ happened to mention the prevalence or the prominence of those righteous deeds, perhaps through specific episodes of history in very specific regions. But you can qualify for those righteous deeds. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَنْ يَرْتَدَّ مِنْكُمْ عَنْ دِينِهِ فَسَوْفَ يَأْتِ اللَّهُ بِقَوْمٍ يُحِبُّهُمْ وَيُحِبُّونَ أَذِلَّةٍ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَعِزَّةٍ عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ يُجَاهِدُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَلَا يَخَافُونَ لَوْمَةَ لَائِمٍ. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions a people that if you were to turn away, if you were to turn away, and the Mufassirin say this is referring to the Arabs, right? If you turn away, فَسَوْفَ يَأْتِ اللَّهُ بِقَوْمٍ يُحِبُّهُمْ وَيُحِبُّونَ. Allah will bring about another group of people that love him and he loves them. And so it's not region specific. It could be the Persians under Salman al-Farisi radiallahu ta'ala anhu. It could be the people of Habasha under Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. It could be people all over the world that embrace the qualities. And you'll find that there's alignment between the qualities that are mentioned in these ayat and the qualities mentioned by the Prophet ﷺ. So for example, where the Prophet ﷺ says, لَا يَضُرُّهُمْ مَنْ خَذَلَهُمْ وَلَا مَنْ خَالَفَهُمْ, right? That they are not deterred by those who take them as enemies or those who betray them. Compare that to, وَلَا يَخَافُونَ لَوْمَةَ لَأَمْ. They don't fear the blame of the blamers. They're manifestations of the same qualities, right? But the point is, do you actually manifest that quality? Now here's where we get to, subhanAllah, something very profound. And they are from this genre of ahadith of the Prophet ﷺ. When you actually sit and you think to yourself, like, was I one of those people, perhaps, that the Prophet ﷺ saw on the night of Al-Isra' wal-Mi'raj and that made him happy? Was I one of those people? Like, was the Prophet ﷺ one day having a dream, one night having a dream, where he saw what was happening in Gaza, or he saw some of the turmoil around al-Bayt al-Maqdis, and then he saw a group of his ummah standing up and rising to the occasion? Could I have been one of those people, right? Or if the Prophet ﷺ talked about a group...
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
...of Muslims rising from the lands of kufr. Could I have been one of those people? You have to actually have that ambition to say, maybe, just maybe, I could be one of those people. What if I fell in the sight of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and I could have made the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam proud? And the other side could also be true. What if I disappointed the Prophet ﷺ, right? What if the Prophet ﷺ described me as someone from the Ummah as a disappointment? Like, look at these people from this area. Look at these people with this quality. Look at the people that do this and do that. And they're from my Ummah. And the disappointment of the Messenger ﷺ. May Allah spare us from that disappointment. May Allah not make us amongst those who the Prophet ﷺ will complain about on the Day of Judgment. May Allah make us amongst those who the Prophet ﷺ will reach and he will be proud of, alayhi salatu wasalam. And of course, greater than that, may Allah make us amongst those who meet him and he's proud of us, subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah azza wa jal praises us for these qualities. As Allah sees even what the Prophet ﷺ could not see. Allah sees everything, and he sees the hearts, and he sees every single detail, because he decrees every single detail, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So let's look through some of these ahadith. One of them, subhanAllah, is the hadith of Haram bint Milhan radiallahu ta'ala anha, and she is the khala of Anas ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and she narrates, قَالَتْ أَتَانَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ, that the Prophet ﷺ came to us one day and he went to sleep at our house, and the Prophet ﷺ was related to them. فَاسْتَيْقَضَ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ وَهُوَ يَضْحَكُ. The Prophet ﷺ woke up from a nap in our home and he was laughing, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And when you read that the Prophet ﷺ was laughing, that should make you happy, because you love the joy of the Prophet ﷺ just as you cry when the Prophet ﷺ cries as you're reading these episodes of the seerah. So imagine he woke up in your house and he was laughing, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. فَقُلْتُ يَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ بِأَبِي وَأُمِّي مَا أَضْحَكَكَ. By my mother and my father, may my mother and my father be sacrificed for you, O Messenger of Allah. What caused you to laugh? And in one narration, may Allah keep you laughing, right? May Allah keep you happy. These people love to see the Prophet ﷺ happy. And the Prophet ﷺ says, رَأَيْتُ قَوْمًا مِنْ أُمَّتِي يَرْكَبُونَ هَذَا الْبَحْرَ, that I saw some people from my ummah that were riding along the seas, meaning the first Marines of the Ummah. And the Prophet ﷺ says, كَالْمُلُوكِ عَلَى الْأَسِرَّةِ They were like kings, right? Like there is something so deeply profound that the Prophet ﷺ is describing this first group, this first batch of his Ummah. They're desert Arabs that will go out on the seas, fi sabilillah, and they're like kings on their thrones. And Haram radiallahu ta'ala anha said, Ya Rasulullah, immediately she said, Ud'u Allah an yaj'alni minhum. Make dua that I be amongst them. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made the dua. He says, فَإِنَّكِ مِنْهُمْ You are from them. You are from them. So it was not only a dua that you would be amongst them. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you are from those people. ثُمَّ نَامَ ثُمَّ اسْتَيْقَظَ وَهُوَ يَضْحَكُ Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went asleep and he once again woke up and he laughed sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I asked the Prophet ﷺ what he saw. So the Prophet ﷺ saw an extension of that dream. He saw more. Allah gave him more in his dream, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he once again affirmed with the Prophet ﷺ, Ya Rasulullah, am I one of those people you're seeing in your dream? And the Prophet ﷺ said, Anti minhum, you are indeed amongst them. And the second time he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Anti min al-awwaleen, you are from the firsts. You are from the first people that are amongst them. And subhanAllah, what happened is that Haram bint Milhan radiallahu anha married Ubadah ibn Samit radiallahu anhu, and they were on the ship to Cyprus. She accompanied Ubadah radiallahu ta'ala anhu on the ship to Cyprus, and just as they got off the ship, she fell off of her animal and she broke her neck and she passed away radiallahu ta'ala anha, and her grave is still in Cyprus. Now this is a very well-known story, subhanAllah, but just think about the vision here, right? How many more episodes did the Prophet ﷺ see, but no one was there to narrate the dream? Or he didn't share the dream with anyone else. What did the Prophet ﷺ already see of what's happening right now in these consequential times in history? And where do I fall into this? Now, what I want to also come to in conclusion is that a lot of times we're thinking, once again, these major, major, major qualities, these major deeds, right? Stepping up to the plate, and indeed, we should be an ummah of himmah. We should be an ummah of ambition, and we should try to step up to the plate, and we should try to do great things and not settle for less. But it's also the small things too. So I want to leave you with these two ahadith. One of them is the hadith of Abu Dharr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that he says that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Uridat alayya ummati bi'a'maliha hasaniha wa sayyi'aha." The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that my ummah was presented to me with its good deeds and with its bad deeds. So I saw the good, the bad, the ugly. The Prophet ﷺ is saying, I saw the trajectory of this ummah. And that's why the Prophet ﷺ would talk about the things that unfortunately we'd fall into, right? Of gluttony and greed and deceit and lying and becoming inconsequential despite our numbers and rebranding and renaming evil things and all of these things that unfortunately become qualities of the ummah despite its large number. Because the Prophet ﷺ said, I saw its good and I saw its bad. But then he says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَرَأَيْتُ فِي مَحَاسِنِ أَعْمَالِهَا الْأَذَى يُنَحَى عَنِ الطَّرِيقِ I saw something from its good, that someone removing something harmful from the road. So remember when the Prophet ﷺ said, I saw a man strolling in paradise because he removed some adha, something harmful from the road. So the Prophet ﷺ is seeing that something so small enters a person into Jannah. So I saw something so small from my ummah to come. And he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَرَأَيْتُ فِي سَيِّئِ أَعْمَالِهَا وَرَأَيْتُ فِي سَيِّئِ أَعْمَالِهَا He said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that I saw from its evil deeds that there is snot in the masjid that is not buried. Now, subhanAllah, this gives you actually something to think about, right? Back then, they didn't have carpets in the masajid, so if you saw something like snot or you saw something that wasn't great, you buried it in the dirt at that time. SubhanAllah. So he's saying, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I saw these very small good deeds, these very small bad deeds, these very small qualities of good and bad that maybe we don't pay attention to. Another narration, the Prophet ﷺ said, "Uridat alayya ujuru ummati," that verily the rewards, the ajr, the ujur of my ummah were shown to me. And he said, ﷺ, "Hatta al-qadatu yukhrijuha al-rajulu min al-masjid," even a small peck of dust that a man would remove from the masjid. I'm giving this example to say that it could be a small deed that you do that actually put you in the vision of the Prophet ﷺ. But what you have to do is you have to place yourself in the vision of the Prophet ﷺ. you have to place yourself in some of those qualities that the Prophet ﷺ mentions. And not just to say, I don't belong to this category or that category. And think about this. Someone says, well, I'm not from Ali Bayt al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I am not from the people of Asham or the people of Yemen or the people that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is mentioning there. I'm not even an Arab. I don't even speak Arabic, right? So I can't read the Quran in a certain way, or I can't do this in a certain way. Or maybe I'm not rich, so I can't give a lot of sadaqah. So all these things about people of sadaqah, I don't fall in that category. Maybe I'm not an alim, I'm not a scholar, so I don't fall in the category of these people of ilm. So you degrade yourself to a point that you don't aspire to be of any of those categories that the Prophet ﷺ mentioned. And that's not what Allah Azza wa Jal demands from us. Instead, we are a great ummah because we are the followers of a great Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So aim high and go into this genre of ahadith and think about it. Could I have been from the dream of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Could I have qualified for one of those qualities that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam praised and saw in the ummah to come? And then suffice yourself at the end with anta ma'man ahbabt. You are with those whom you love. And so you express your love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and on the day and night of Friday, you increase in your salawat on the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and you seek to be amongst the people, even though you do not have the deeds necessarily that put you in their ranks, but through your love of them. May Allah Azza wa Jal make us amongst those who truly love Allah and who truly love the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and who love the righteous until their righteousness becomes infectious in a good way, and it takes over us, and our deeds start to resemble them. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst those who are raised up on the Day of Judgment from as-sabiqun al-awwalun, from the first in one of these blessed categories. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us in these consequential moments to rise to the occasion ahead of us and to be amongst those special followers of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allahumma ameen. Jazakumullahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.